Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Alex Teagle, and I'm glad to welcome you to our annual Youth Sunday. All the participants in our service are members of the high school youth group. Members of the middle school youth group are serving as ushers and greeters. I would like to extend a special welcome to those of you who are with us for the first time today. We are always glad to have guests at our service. We hope you will stay after the service to join us downstairs in Fessenden Hall for a time of coffee and conversation. If you find you would like more information about the life and work of this community, we invite you to complete a guest card, which you can find in the racks on the pews. You may place your completed cards in the offering basket later in the service or hand them to a representative of our membership committee, who will be glad to meet you at the visitor's table after our service. You can find the visitor's table just around the corner outside the sanctuary in our Founders Lounge. Ours is a church that strives to practice the fragile art of hospitality. In that spirit, I invite you to take a moment now to turn and greet your neighbor. In addition to asking you to turn off your cell phones, I would like to direct your attention to the thread from the web. That is the insert in your order of service. There you will find several important announcements as well as a calendar of events for the week ahead in the church. There are a couple of announcements I want to highlight. The Healing Community Fundraiser to benefit Brian Klemp and Tom Morrow, who are both fighting cancer, will be held at our church this weekend, Friday and Saturday. More details are available in the March Chalice Flame newsletter and on the posters hung on the bulletin boards. Also, our annual district assembly will be held this weekend at First Unitarian Unitarian Church in Shaker Heights. Anyone who is interested in hearing the candidates for the presidency of the Unitarian Universalist Association and the candidates for our district trustee position speak are welcome to attend the panel on Friday night free of charge. More information can be found on our district website or in the March Chalice Flame newsletter. And now we have a special announcement from Saunas Parsons.
As you can see, I'm also a member of the youth group. The gulf is wide. How can we get o'er? Without your pledge, our budget won't fly. It's not too late to do your part. Just fill out and sign this year's pledge card. No stimulus bills gonna come our way. And still this church has bills to pay for lights and heat and Xerox machine and dues and supplies. You know what I mean. We want our staff to be paid a fair wage. We can't forget that's a promise we made. Though times are hard, please follow your heart. Just fill out and sign this year's pledge card. Please fill out and sign this year's pledge card. Won't you fill out and sign this year's pledge card?
Uh, Today we have a time for all ages, so we invite the kids to stay for that and then leave for the classes afterwards. Next week, you are again invited to join us for worship at 9:30 and 11:15. Our minister, the Reverend Melissa Carvel-Seamer, will be leading the service accompanied by Worship Associate Danny Beal. The title of the sermon is When You Can't Have What You Want. At the end of today's service, we would like to greet you at the rear of the sanctuary, and once again, I bid you welcome. If knowledge can create problems, it is not through ignorance that we can solve them.
All right, now I invite you all to close your eyes. We're going to do a little bit of a guided meditation before we go into our next thing. Just close your eyes. We're going to do some relaxation. Start at the very top of your head, the very scalp, and then just feel relaxation and just let it go through into the muscles of your face. Let your eyes relax. Let the muscles in your cheeks and your jaw and everything just kind of relax and be calm. Let your tongue lie very flat inside your mouth. Just let your breathing be very slow. Let it move. Let the relaxation move from your face, your head, down into your shoulders. Move them around. Feel comfortable. Whatever you need to do. Let it work into your arms and through your hands. Let it work through your torso, through your legs, all the way through your body, till you feel your body completely connected and relaxed. Take in a very deep breath, and exhale, and squeeze every last little bit out of your lungs. Inhale again. Squeeze every last little bit out again. Take a few normal deep breaths. Inhale deeply and exhale with a sigh. Now let energy come back through your body. Feel it starting with your feet and moving up your legs, through your torso, through your arms, back through your face. Just kind of feel yourself. Now we're going to do something called a Quaker sharing. Please keep your eyes closed. A Quaker sharing is something that we do in our own youth services at Summer Institute and other things. Basically, we just want you to be quiet and relaxed and meditative. And if you would like to, maybe discuss a change that you're experiencing in your life, you can invite that into this caring and loving community. You know, we ask to keep it brief because of time, but please feel free to go ahead and maybe say a change that you're facing or have faced. For all the changes that you've spoken within yourselves and to this community, thank you for participating. And you can bring yourself out of your meditation or whatever as you will. We have some music to play.
This has been heavily edited since I got here, so if I pause for long times, please bear with me. Recently, while I was frantically writing my essay for this service, as well as simultaneously preparing for a test, I was asked to say a couple of words about why I pledged to this church. As you could probably guess, this is related to the skits being performed at the beginning of recent services, and so it's requested that I should make a few serious remarks for contrast. But the rest of this service is pretty serious, and I felt like writing something lighter. The church is in dire need of funds. This is the first time I've seen it so severe that members of the finance committee are performing in front of the congregation for money. However, as entertaining as these performances have been, the true intent has been to dispel the prevalent thinking. There are a lot of people here. I don't have to donate money because all these other people will instead. Don't be fooled. This kind of thinking has always caused a lot of trouble. What if half the people here on committees decided they didn't have to do any work because another member would? The result would be disastrous. Efficiency would double. Meeting lengths would halve, and work might just get done. And nobody wants that. So, for everyone's sake, please give. Will the ushers please come forward? Today's offertory is going to be kindly performed by Hal Walker. So, in the spirit of last-minute charity, the offering will now be gratefully received.
I took my love, I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in a snow-covered hill, and a landslide brought me down. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you. Well, time makes you bolder, even children get older. Well, I'm getting older too. Yes, I'm getting older too. I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill, and a landslide brought me down. Yes, and a landslide brought me down. Oh,
Changes by Nara Yagub. People have changed, values have changed, yet what remains the same is my love for them. Words have changed, meanings have changed, yet what remains the same is my value for them. Friends have changed, emotions have changed, yet what remains the same is my feeling for them. World has changed, principles have changed, yet what remains the same is my perception of them. Love has changed, feelings have changed, yet what remains the same is my need for them. Aims have changed, needs have changed, yet what remains the same is my taste for them. Life has changed, desires have changed, yet what remains the same is my outlook on them. Please rise as willing and able to sing hymn number 183 in your gray hymnal.
It has been said that time waits for no man. This is a poignant phrase, all the more so because it is true. Ironically, It could not have been spoken if it were not for change. Without change, time would be irrelevant to humanity. There would be no sundials, no watches, or atomic clocks. The measurement of time would be considered a laboratory curiosity, except that invention and innovation themselves require change. In fact, there would be no life, no atmosphere, no seas, no time or universe without change. All of these events were not originally in the forms they take, and therefore are changed from previous forms. Removing all change, these things would not have happened, because it would have been impossible for them to happen. Not all things change entirely or at once. Many things do not significantly change for enormous lengths of time. Case in point, the planets. The planets in our solar system are constantly changing their positions in space. However, their shapes, their paths, their compositions are relatively static. They remain essentially the same until catastrophically acted upon, such as by collision with another sizable body. This can happen gradually, such as with Saturn's rings, which are theorized to eventually be absorbed by the planet. These events are predictable because of the unchanging nature of their behavior. In fact, this is characterized by a law of physics. An object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion, until acted upon by an outside force. Not all changes are received positively. Foods spoil, buildings crumble, life dies. These changes are not often celebrated, but rather endured. Unfavorable changes can be thought of as the price of change altogether. But in juxtaposition with these various adverse proceedings are the positive changes. Alongside negative experiences, uplifting events seem that much more beneficial, not only from contrast, but with the knowledge gained of how to handle changes. This past year has seen many noteworthy changes: the economic recession worsening significantly, the election and inauguration of a new and much-needed president, several wars, and the sudden about-face of conservative elements in the media, to name but a few. These are all examples of nationally and or internationally important changes that will directly and indirectly affect people the world over. However, the loss of a house or a car or a job, a birth or a death or a marriage, these are also significant changes. While these events will not have nearly as widespread an impact as the actions shifting things on the national scale, the effects strike that much harder on the people that are affected by them. By itself, a thread is weak, but a cloth woven of these weak threads can be immensely strong. Each thread takes some of the burden of the cloth, and the cloth takes on the burden of each single thread. It is this principle that makes communities so important. The impact of change is spread out. We are the threads, woven together into the cloth of this community. However, a community does not render one immune to change. It only makes it easier to deal with a change. Change will always inflict itself upon someone, no matter how insulated from society or deeply bound in community that individual is. Change will still come. However, the change itself is not inviolate. How you deal with a change affects the outcome of that change. If you set about to remedy or encourage the change in positive ways, the change will turn out more positively than if you had lamented the change or ignored it. Change will always come about, but how it manifests itself is up to you.
My name is Alex Teagle. I've been going to this church for around 10 years. I'm here to talk about change, more specifically, changes in my life in this youth group over the years. I don't give many speeches, so this is a change for me. People's lives, including my own, are constantly changing. Some changes are insignificant, like a change in a schedule. Other changes can impact a person greatly, like a death of a loved one. My experiences within this church and this youth group have been filled with changes. One of my first memorable experiences in the youth group was with the youth advisors, Joe and Alyssa. We performed guerrilla theater downtown. Our topic was the dangers of smoking. Each of us had a large fake cigar that puffed fake smoke, and someone was dressed as the Grim Reaper and was holding a giant cigarette instead of a scythe. The Grim Reaper would beat the smokers to death, and we would fall on the ground dead. After that, we would hold signs for the people passing in cars that warned of the dangers of smoking. Some people took pictures, and others cheered. Also in my early years in the youth group, we volunteered at the animal shelter and raised money for various programs. Being involved in these social justice events impacted me, and I'm sure the other youth in my group. Being involved in these activities gave me a sense of belonging and proud to be a part of this church. I would tell my friends at school, "Guess what I did at church? You won't believe it." At about this time, I was introduced to my first youth conference, otherwise known as CONS. For those of you who don't know what a CON is, they're gatherings of all the youth in the Ohio Meadville district at one of the churches large enough to hold them. The youth hang out in an open and spiritual environment with other UU youths for the weekend. My first CON that I went with Luke Scott. I remember being nervous and feeling extremely shy, but we were greeted with hugs and lots of noise. I felt like I was thrown into a sea of openness and caring. Sounds kind of scary. I went through a rapid change the weekend of my first CON. By the end, I was outgoing and had many new friends. It seems like some changes make us grow for the better, while other changes don't feel good at all. There was a time when our youth group went through multiple advisors. None of them stayed long enough for us to connect or get anything accomplished. Advisors were changing, but our group was not able to experience new things to help us change and grow. I also will mention that we did lose some of our youth as well. Some just lost interest or had other Sunday activities. Some bridged out, some went off to college, and some just moved away. Our friends leaving the group makes us change as a group. And as a group, we were strong enough to turn around. The not-so-good times are like the fiery phoenix dying. But the youth group rises from the embers to become greater than what we were before. We were fortunate enough to have three advisors for a long time, Jim Scott, Beth Straubauer, and Paul Baker. Under the direction of these three, we were able to find our own place within the church and convert the old storage space for music and made it our own youth room. We had several Halloween parties for the church where our youth group had an infamous haunted house. Having three advisors gave us the opportunity to hear their experiences and knowledge regarding being a UU. We were able to put our faith in action and go to Washington, D.C. for the Tents of Hope display. Currently, under our new advisor, Andrew Boris, we are involved in a lesson called Backpacker's Journal. The journal consists of questions to yourself that guide you through your life and makes you reflect on the past in order to discover who you truly are. This lesson is much more self-reflecting and less activity than we have had in the past, but is a good change for the youth group. In conclusion, I hope that you take from what I have said that everything is always changing, whether it be good or bad. But if you have close friends, like the ones that I have in this youth group, and the ones that I have made at CON and at schools, you can get through almost anything. Because if you think about it, the more things change, the more they really stay the same.
So this past year has been a lot for me. Back in August, I got to see my cousin, who's like my big sister, get married, which I never thought would happen. So, and then in November, I got to see a great president, or who I hope to be a great president, get elected and make complete history. And I also turned 18, which made me realize, wow, I have to actually be an adult now, which is kind of hard for me sometimes. And I also got my acceptance letter to college, and I got it on Thanksgiving. And I remember being so excited. And then in December, I went and visited the college, and in January, they had my deposit. And everything was just happening so fast. And then I had to start writing this service. And I was like, changes. Okay, that'll be an easy topic for me, Rayon. But for some reason, this was the hardest one for me to write. I'm not really sure why, and I'm still not. But it might have something to do with the fact that in August, I'm moving 2.5 hours away on the other side of the state, where I'm going to be away from all of you guys, all of these people, and my family and everyone. And it's kind of scary. And of course, at school, everything's all about graduation. So on June 2nd, I'll walk with my class. We'll sit together for the last time. We'll walk across the stage. We'll hear our names. We'll shake the hands of the obscene amount of administrators. And we'll get a piece of paper saying we graduated. We'll yell yay and, you know, we survived the horrible food, the horrible teachers. You know, we made it. And, you know, after the ceremony, we'll take countless pictures and I'll get hugged so much I'll feel like I'm at Summer Institute again. And we'll go our separate ways. I mean, sure, there'll be the graduation parties and some of us will stay or at least try to stay in touch, but it won't be the same. I won't see these people, even though I don't like some of them, and, you know, we all have our differences, but I won't get to see them day in and day out. It just won't be the same. I won't get to come here on Sundays, and I won't get to see you guys, and I won't get to sit in youth group. It's just a lot to take in. But I never really realized how much it all meant, how much all these changes were going to hurt me. But, you know, I'm going to go through with them. I kind of don't have a choice. Everyone needs a future. And of course, you know, as I'm starting to already pack up my room because I have a lot of stuff that I realized I don't need. My mom, you know, dealing with empty nest syndrome because I'm the only child and I'm moving. And, you know, staying here doing my last youth service and thinking, wow, in May at Spring Con, I'm bridging. And then I'm bridging again at Summer Institute. And I'm bridging here at the church. It's a lot of bridging. But it's just, it's really sad knowing that I'm leaving everyone. But while I've been in this church, I've been able to grow, and I know that I have everyone here to thank for that. I've seen us have a great interim minister, and then have a great minister now, who's helped me through so much. We've gone through so many changes in the youth group, I can't even begin to count them. But we've all stayed together. And I also witnessed changes in DREs, which sometimes turned out to be pretty hectic, but, you know, got things calmed down. But I realized, how did I make it through all these changes? You know, like, how does anyone? And then I realized, duh, why am I trying to sit and stare at my computer and stare at this notebook and try to write, like, all these great things when I know I just made these changes because I was here and because I was in that support and this love and I was able to know that no matter what change I was going through, I had everyone here. And that just means a lot. And so I know now that whenever I have a really big change, even in college, I'll be 30 minutes from Findlay and 45 minutes from Toledo. So if I can't drive 2.5 hours, at least I'll be in some UU community.
Change is the law of life. And those who only look to the past or present are certain to miss the future. John F. Kennedy. It's been a tradition in past youth services to include a quotation from a sci-fi movie or book at the end of each service. And unfortunately, I couldn't think of any for this service. So as you sit here now and as you leave, if you want to, feel free to think of a sci-fi quote to either reflect on or to say as you leave. Thank you.
All right, as you guys leave... Oh, do you have a sci-fi quote?
Yeah.
Okay.
May the force be with you.
We'll just put that on the guide.
That's a good one.
All right, there we go. Okay, so we have a song that we sing at Summer Institute mostly. I don't know, have you guys ever sang that at con?
I sang it, but I don't remember times.
Okay, well, it's a song, and it really fits with what our whole service was about, and it actually ties in with Alex's wonderful piece. And it's called the Phoenix Song, and the words are, "We are a phoenix rising from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher." You just kind of keep singing it and around. So there's really no music, but if you can just, like, jump in, that would be cool. So, okay, ready?
Okay.
We are phoenix rising from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher. We're phoenix rising from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher. We're phoenix rising from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher. We are phoenix rising from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher.